Hello, my name is Melissa McGuire. On behalf of my fellow authors, I am pleased to present the poster entitled The Role of Cardiologists in the Diagnosis and Treatment of Patients with Heart Failure with Preserved Ejection Fraction and Obesity. Heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, HFpEF, affects about half the patients with heart failure, and more than 50% of patients with HFpEF have obesity. Obesity is a complex disease influenced by multiple factors and is closely linked to other serious comorbidities, including heart failure. To better understand the medical journey of patients with HFpEF who also have obesity, we've mapped clinical touchpoints, assessed provider roles, and identified treatment decision drivers. We conducted a cross-sectional anonymous online survey in the U.S. among patients with HFpEF and obesity, and among healthcare providers treating patients with these conditions. This poster focuses on the responses from 114 patients with HFpEF and obesity, as well as 139 cardiologists. Survey responders were located throughout the U.S. The majority of patients were female. The average age of patients surveyed was 55.7 years. Almost 8 in 10 patients received an initial diagnosis of HFpEF from a cardiologist. Most patients viewed cardiologists as the coordinator of their HFpEF care. In Figure 2, we show that for newly diagnosed patients, cardiologists most commonly recommended lifestyle changes, diuretics, and beta blockers, with only 17% reporting recommending prescription weight loss medications. Almost all cardiologists reported discussing the causes of HFpEF with their patients at the time of diagnosis. In Figure 3, we show that nearly 3/4 of patients who were diagnosed by a cardiologist and discussed their weight indicated that their cardiologist explained the effect weight has on HFpEF, but less than half recalled discussing specific weight management topics. Many patients with HFpEF believe that excess weight and lifestyle habits were the main causes of their HFpEF. Among patients who had seen multiple healthcare practitioners and discussed weight management with them, almost 1/3 viewed cardiologists as one of the most helpful for weight management, second only to nutritionists. Figures 4 and 5 show that few cardiologists have received formal training in obesity management, but approximately 3/4 are interested in receiving additional training or support. As the primary care coordinator, cardiologists are uniquely positioned to help patients with their HFpEF care, including weight management. There are opportunities to improve cardiology-focused obesity education and training to empower cardiologists to provide actionable strategies for weight management. An improved understanding of how cardiologists and patients with HFpEF currently engage can help inform and improve future interactions and outcomes, especially regarding obesity management and the long-term prognosis of patients with HFpEF and obesity.